Police headquarters. Just a minute, I'll connect you to the homicide.
Homicide detail, Sergeant Burke.
Well, this is the residence of Mr. Jacob Millard. Mr. Millard's butler speaking. Mr. Millard had just been found dead, sir.
What's your name?
John Prentice, sir.
Who found him?
I did, sir. I was just taking him his breakfast.
Anyone else in the house?
No, sir.
All right, just leave everything like it is until we get there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Sergeant?
Dr. Wade in his office?
I think so, Sergeant.
Good. Have him get his tool chest and meet me at the front door.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Plenty. Somebody just bumped Jake Millard. Sorry I had to rush out so early, Doc, but I don't commit these early morning murders. I just follow them up.
That's all right, Sergeant. I think I'll enjoy a little motor trip into the country. Who's the victim?
A retired gangster by the name of Millard. Jake Millard.
I seem to remember that name in the papers. Retired, you say?
Well, yes and no. You see, Jake used to be associated with Pete Jonigan, the racketeer who controls the trucking and shipping business on the east side.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Well, Jonigan's racket is protecting the trucking people from his own mob, if you get what I mean.
Mm.
Millard split with him and went into the protection business from the other angle. He was protecting the truckers from Jonigan's mob at a much lower figure.
I see. A sort of a double cross, eh, Sergeant?
Yeah. And now it seems somebody sort of triple-crossed Jake Millard by bumping him off.
And good riddance, if you ask me.
That's what I say, Doc, but the old man don't see it that way. Whenever a gangster's rubbed out, we're supposed to work just as hard to get his murderer as we would if he was a banker or a lawyer.
What one might call the injustice of justice, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. This the place?
Yeah. Millard lived here all alone. That is, with his butler.
Well, a gangster with a butler. Interesting.
You can bet he's sort of a bodyguard as well.
Did the butler say how Millard was killed?
No, that's why I brought you along, Doc, so I wouldn't have to take this bird's word for it.
Oh, come in, sir.
Your apprentice?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Wade.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Where's the body?
Upstairs, sir.
What time did you find him?
Just before I called you, sir. About 8:30.
What time did Millard come in last night?
Shortly after midnight, sir.
How do you know?
I was with him.
Did he take you with him every time he went out?
Most generally, sir. Oh, upon my word, sir.
Just what I thought. You're packing a rod.
Well, I have a permit for that, sir. A sort of precaution against highwaymen, sir.
That's a good one. I'll just keep this rod for a while.
Certainly, sir. Here. Here's Mr. Millard's room.
Run up the shades.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is, Doc, laying on the bed. Shouldn't be a hard job to find out what killed him.
Not with that knife sticking out of his chest. Mind if I remove it?
No. Here's a handkerchief. Save the prints.
Oh, all right. Yes. Must have nearly penetrated the body. Our victim died without a struggle.
Through the heart?
Clean.
This doesn't seem to affect you very much, Prentice.
No, I was in the war, sir.
Which war? The one last night with Pete Jonigan's mob down at the docks?
Oh, no, sir.
Where were you and Millard last night? Where were you and Millard last night?
Attending a concert, sir.
Yeah? Which one?
Oh, the Philharmonic. Schubert's Symphony in B minor. The unfinished one, sir.
Don't make me laugh. Got any idea who killed him?
No, sir.
How long's he been dead, Doc?
I was just testing the state of rigor mortis in anticipation of your question, Sergeant. It's in a rather well-advanced state. I should say about 6 or 7 hours.
It's 9 o'clock now. That'll make it about 2 or 3 this morning?
A fairly accurate hour, Sergeant.
What'd you find?
A very astonishing thing, Sergeant. Jake Millard was killed twice last night.
Killed? Well, what do you mean?
Jake Millard was killed twice last night. Once with a knife and once with a gun.
Go on.
I'm serious. There's a bullet wound in the head. Here, see?
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Once with a knife and once with a gun. Huh. Tell me, Doc, who won?
The man with the knife.
How do you know?
The character of the gunshot wound shows very clearly that it was inflicted 1 or perhaps 2 hours after death.
Now we're in a fine fix. We've got to look for 2 murderers instead of one. What do you think happened here last night, Doc?
I think it's fairly simple. 2 people set out to get Millard last night. One of these men gained access to this room by that trellis outside the window there.
Go ahead, Doc. You're doing great.
He tiptoed across the room and plunged a knife through Miller's heart, then left the way he'd entered. Death was instantaneous.
And?
About an hour later, murderer number 2 reaches the scene. He climbs the same trellis with the same murderous intent in his heart. But instead of entering the room, he takes a careful aim at his victim with a silenced revolver, never noticing the knife. After the shot, he slips away unnoticed, thinking he has accomplished his mission.
The way you put it, Doc, Jake Millard was one popular guy a few hours ago.
Yes, Sergeant. Somewhere in this town are two highly satisfied men. Each thinks that he killed Jake Millard. You know, Sergeant, one of those men is going to be very, very disappointed. Okay, Sergeant. What did you find?
Nothing. That is, nothing except a gun. Powers just gave me a report on it.
Yes?
We found a fingerprint in the barrel, and Powers traced it to a dopey little hood known as Wheezy Lane.
Well, I should say that your day hadn't been wasted, Sergeant. And this fellow Lane.
And boys picked him up just about 15 minutes ago. They're bringing him up here now for questioning.
Well, don't be disheartened, Sergeant. You have an arrest.
Yeah, but he ain't the right one. You said the guy with the knife killed him.
That's right.
Well, then we ain't got nothing against this guy. You can't kill a man twice.
I wouldn't be too sure, Sergeant.
Hello? Send him in.
What now?
The boys are bringing Wheezy in.
Yeah. What's the hose for, Sergeant?
Little persuader. I told Wheezy Lane that the next time I got him in this office, I'd whale the tar out of him.
Oh, and do you mean to carry out your threat?
No, but Wheezy will think so. Time I slap a chair a few times close to his head with this hose, he'll talk. And talk fast. All right, boys, bring him in.
You ain't got nothing on me, Sarge. You ain't got nothing on me. I was just hanging out in Joe's pool parlor when this carload of dicks pounds on me. They won't even tell me what I'm picked up for.
Well, ain't that too bad. Sit down, you yellow-livered shrimp. Sit down before I slap you to sleep with this hose.
You got me wrong,
Doc.
Shut up.
Where were you last night?
In Joe's.
That's a lie.
All right, ask him.
I don't need to. I know you got him fixed. Now listen, Wheezy. I'm giving you one chance, and then I'll start working you over. Jake Millard was killed last night.
So what? I didn't do it.
Sure. I know you didn't. Finding your gun with your fingerprints on it just below Jake Millard's bedroom window don't mean a thing, does it?
You can't pin that on me. I lost the gun.
Yeah, you did. Are you going to talk, Wheezy?
I ain't got nothing to say.
All right.
Don't hit me with that thing, Sarge.
The next time I'll split your head open. Are you going to talk?
I ain't got... Don't, Sarge. Don't hit me.
You yellow rat. I'll break your neck.
Just a minute, Sergeant. I'm the police surgeon, Wheezy. I made the autopsy on Millard's body, and I found out that you didn't kill him.
That's what I've been telling this big flat.
Wait a minute now. I said you didn't kill him. I know that you thought you did, but you didn't. Somebody with a knife beat you to it.
What are you talking about?
You don't have to act innocent, Wheezy. Millard was already dead when you shot him. Therefore, you didn't kill him, see?
Oh, it's a frame.
No, it isn't. I'm giving you the straight goods, Wheezy. We haven't got a thing on you. That is, if you tell us who did kill him.
I don't know.
And if you don't talk, Wheezy, I'll just forget about the stab wound in my report, and the sergeant here will bring a charge against you for the bullet wound. With your print on the revolver, well, I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
You're telling me straight, Doc?
I'm telling you that you didn't kill Jake Millard.
Well, all right. I'll talk.
Good. Who knifed him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, you see, it's this way, Doc. Jake Millard has been butting into Pete Jarnikin's racket. I work for Pete, doing secretary work.
I see.
Well, Pete calls all the boys, five of us, into his office yesterday afternoon and says that this stuff of Jake Millard butting into our racket has got to stop. He ends up by offering us $10,000 to the first guy to put Millard out of the way.
So you all went after him, eh?
Yeah, and I don't know which one of the boys got it.
I see. Well, Wheezy, you can go.
I can go? Oh, gee, that's swell of you, Doc.
Say, what's the big idea?
Sure, Wheezy can go, Sergeant. Except first, there's something he's got to do for us.
Come in. Oh, hello, Wheezy. She was sorry to hear about your accident. As soon as we hear, the nurse telephoned us, we'll come right over. Well, here's Pete and the boys.
Yeah. Hello, Wheezy. What happened, Wheezy?
I was stepping off a curb over on Central when a truck smacked me. I woke up here in the hospital.
Gee, guy, that's too bad. What's the matter with you, huh?
A broken leg and a fractured right arm. Doc says I'll be here for 6 weeks.
Gee, that's tough.
Yeah, it's going to cost me a lot of dough, too. That $10,000 you offered us for killing Jake Millard will come in handy to pay hospital expenses.
Go easy on that around here. You didn't kill Millard.
What do you mean?
Interesting the papers. Max here stuck a knife in him about an hour before you shot him.
What are you talking about?
Sure, that's the straight dope, Wiggy. He paid me the $10,000 this afternoon. I killed Millard.
That's all I wanted to know. Put him up, all of you.
What's that?
No need to look at that door, Pete. There's a dozen men outside. I got a court reporter here, too, taking down every word that was said. Yeah, I guess you're all in a jam, every one of you.
Something me, Sergeant. You know what you said. If I'd lead these guys into the doc's little trap, you wouldn't bring a charge against me.
Well, I must have been wrong about that, Wheezy. I've been reading the law book since I seen you, and I find out I got to take you in, too.
Yeah? What's the charge? What's the charge? I didn't kill Jake, you know.
That's a new one on me, Wheezy. Mutilating a corpse.
Police headquarters. Okay, Sergeant. Hello, Tim. Send the patrol to Providence Hospital. Sergeant Burke just got Pete Jonigan's whole mob for that Millard killing. Police headquarters.